Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, Mary McAleese and the GAA back on the front pages again today. The Irish Sun goes with the headline, Bloke Park. Women's sports stars have blasted the GAA for rowing back on plans to merge with the female Gaelic Games bodies next year. We have Ivan Ní Chuilín, the former Sunday Game host, saying it was disheartening news days after Katie Taylor's euphoric celebration of the power of women's sport at Croke Park. And also former Mayo footballer Cora Staunton said she was hugely disappointed by the GAA plan to delay in some way integration. Irish Daily Mail, McAleese's hand grenade for GAA. Mary McAleese is in a war of words with the GAA after making scathing remarks over its commitment to integrating women. The former president of Ireland said she found the GAA committee less than impressive and lacking in vision, accusing it of diluting its support for the planned integration in 2027. You have the feeling this is an issue that's going to run and run. Kind of reminds me a bit of the Scorts controversy a couple of summers ago, and that story was dominating the headlines for certainly a couple of weeks. Irish Independent on the front page, coalition cracks deepen over plans for budget goodies. Differences are emerging between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael over issues like carbon tax and stamp duty for first-time buyers ahead of next month's budget. We still don't know if there will be a delay to the next increase in carbon tax. We did hear yesterday from Simon Harris again saying absolutely not. He is not going to get rid of stamp duty for first-time buyers. But some in Fianna Fáil, including the Taoiseach and the Housing Minister, want there to be no stamp duty for first-time buyers because the Taoiseach reckons that'll get people on the property ladder. Staying with money, the Irish Times on the front page says four HSE regions are going to be stripped of their powers for day-to-day spending by the government because they've overspent a lot of money. This is Minister Jack Chambers, Minister for Public Expenditure, who told the Irish Times that the overspend in the four HSE regions was completely unacceptable, so they're going to lose their spending powers because they're being naughty when it comes to money, it would seem. Jack Chambers told the Irish Times they're going to lose autonomy on day-to-day spending and there'll be much greater controls introduced on all elements of pay and non-pay spending. It's understood, but not confirmed, but it's understood that the four areas we're talking about here are the West and Northwest, the Southwest, Dublin Southeast, and Dublin and Midlands regions. But that's not confirmed. The Irish Examiner, big survey, the majority of children here would prefer to be taught about staying safe online rather than banning them from social media. This was a study on behalf of Commission Yaman, which also found that parents favour education over a social media ban. So basically, kids and parents all agree that children would find a way to get around any social media ban. So instead, they think that there should be proper education. The survey found a quarter of 9 to 11-year-olds and 90% of 16 to 17-year-olds have a social media account, but a lot don't really understand how they work either. Read more about that in the Examiner. Inside the papers, staying with young people, the Irish Times tells us one-fifth of Irish children and teenagers are now using AI to write their essays or stories for school. Think about how handy school would have been if you had AI back in the day, because it's summarising longer texts for them. Ireland, though, according to this survey, is among the three countries with the lowest proportion of children using AI for school tasks. So Malta comes first, then Finland, then Ireland. So we aren't flat out using AI here for our children, which is good news because we heard yesterday that AI is trying to kill us all. And some expert was saying there's a 10% chance we'll all be dead by the end of the decade. So that's something to look forward to. Final story comes from the Mail, staying with children and education. Well, more your sort of teenager heading into their early 20s. The Mail has a survey showing that when your child flies the nest, they send 528 text messages a year asking for help. Grown-up children turn to their mothers and fathers for everything from money worries to cooking questions to work concerns and DIY disasters. So it's an average 528 texts to their mammy every year. And the top 20 cries for help are, or they include, I won't give you all 20, but number one is, can you send me €20? Then it's, how do I know if my chicken is cooked? How do I read the electricity meter? Can you send me €100? Where is the stopcock? Can I come home? Where's the water meter in my house? Can I get an Uber? What job should I apply for? And can you post my things to me? Read more about that in the Mail.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.